This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And it is time now for the Noon Ag Show, brought to you by Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville. Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville, taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Area Diesel Service of Carlinville. And M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. And now, with the Noon Ag Show, here's Gabe Osborne.
Thank you very much, Levi. Now here for Ag News on your Thursday afternoon. Yesterday, Wednesday, was the second day of three of the annual FFA convention. Of course, this year we've told you it's a little bit different because of COVID. This was the third and final installment of the convention. Part one of the convention was held in Bloomington. That celebrated District 1 and 2, Sections 1 through 10. And District 5 got their celebration down in Carbondale about a week ago. That celebrated Section 20 through 25. Yesterday, Wednesday, however, was the award ceremony along with the state degree ceremony for Section 11 through 19. That was held yesterday at the State Fairgrounds in Springfield. One local FFA member received his state degree yesterday. He's a graduating senior from Nokomis High School, Kendall Nodal.
Kendall, you got your state degree today, and what were your books to put you towards the state degree?
Receiving my state degree was a big honor. My books were grain production placement and entrepreneurship, along with soybean entrepreneurship and placement. And I also had an ag services book on my water hauling business and a environmental science and natural resource book.
All right, Kendall, and I'm sure all those books and everything you've learned in FFA, that's going to put you onto what you're going to be studying here after high school, where you're going to be going, and what you're going to be studying.
Next year, I plan to attend the University of Illinois, majoring in ag business management and with a minor in crop sciences.
And then after college, what are your goals after college? What do you like to do for your career or come back home to the farm?
After college, I plan to just kind of get around, feel my way through the agriculture industry, maybe get a couple internships throughout college at, say, farm service agencies, things of that manner, and then in the end, return to our family farm and help my father.
Kendall Nodal here at the State Convention in Springfield.
And other local ag news, the annual Macoupin County Fair is ongoing this week in Carlinville. A new financial arm of the fair has been established in the last year called Friends of the Macoupin County Fair. Money raised through this organization by donations or through fundraising goes to support infrastructure projects on the Macoupin County Fairgrounds. The organization also hopes to fund other agricultural endeavors throughout Macoupin County as well. And yesterday at day one of the Macoupin County Fair, the organization received a $5,000 donation from Corteva and Pioneer Seed. I was able to speak yesterday as well with president of the 501c3 organization, Brandon Oxley.
A pretty big deal when it comes to your first donation being $5,000 from a pretty big corporate sponsor, a national-wide sponsor.
What makes it really special is Pioneer Corteva is part of the agricultural community. This is going to go towards projects that directly relate to agriculture, especially for agriculture students and the kids that come out to the county fair and show. And it's great to have folks that still look to county fairs as a way to highlight agriculture in our communities. So this is a great opportunity and a really awesome first donation for the Friends of the Macoupin County Fair.
Absolutely, and we talked, Brandon, how that's going to go to an ag center, but also you've got other aspirations. You've like to do a little bit of upgrading and some upkeep here on the fairgrounds itself.
The 501c3 that we created, that is the Friends of the Macoupin County Fair, was specifically created for infrastructure projects and big projects, big think projects here on the fairgrounds. We directly help the county fair in that way, and so we're looking for those donations to be able to build up our county fairgrounds with different projects, but also be able to support the fair and its future.
And being one of the oldest county fairs here in the state, I'm sure you guys want to keep that going for as long as you can.
Not one of the oldest county fair in Illinois. And yes, we'd like to continue that tradition and continue that title.
And again, that was Brandon Oxley, president of the 501c3 organization, newly organized Friends of the Macoupin County Fair. And in other news from the Macoupin County Fair, we have the latest livestock show results for you. On Tuesday, day one of the fair, the sheep show started everything off. And in the Open Grand Champion U and the Reserve Grand Champion U, both went to Mackenzie Meyer. And in the junior class, the Grand Champion and Reserve Grand Champion U in the junior class also went to Mackenzie Meyer. In the Ram classes, the Open Grand Champion Ram went to Mackenzie Meyer. Reserve Grand Champion Ram went to Alexis Bowman. And in the junior classes for the Rams, Reserve Grand Champion and Grand Champion Ram both went to Mackenzie Meyer. Sheep Show, again, was on Tuesday of this week. Also on Wednesday morning was the Junior and Open Swine Show at the Macoupin County Fair. In the Open Show, the Reserve Grand Champion Gilt went to Ian Gwillem. Reserve Grand Champion went to Delaney Heeman. Grand Champion Open Barrow went to Sloan Staten, and the Reserve Grand Champion Open Barrow went to Delaney Heeman. Grand Champion Barrow went to Delaney Heeman in the junior class, and the Reserve Grand Champion Barrow went to Haley Hansen. And showmanship for the 8 to 13-year-olds for the Hog Show on Wednesday went to Austin Komnick. And the showmanship award for 14 and older during yesterday's Hog Show at the Macoupin County Fair went to Clayton Komnick. And remember to stay tuned to FM 106 all week long, as we'll be having live coverage of the annual Macoupin County Fair today through Friday, again live right here on FM 106. And stay tuned, more WSMI Ag News is yours coming up next.
The weather, market conditions, sudden illness, these things may be out of your control, but you can control how they affect your farm. At Country Financial, our crop health coverage, fueled by GrainGuard, includes Good Samaritan, stored grain, and tornado coverage at no additional cost. Take simple steps to protect the future of your farm. Visit countrycrop.com today or call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800.
Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Subject to policy terms and conditions, not available in all states.
As a farmer, you have in-season needs, and M&M Service Company has products that perform. Offering seed solutions and expert agronomic recommendations, your M&M Service crop specialist can provide you with specific products tailored to your field that promise the highest profit potential come harvest. Take advantage of in-stock seed and exceptional delivery service to ensure you leave no ground uncovered this planting season. Contact your local crop specialist today or visit mmservice.com.
June is National Dairy Month, a perfect time to celebrate the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms, even if you're constantly on the go. Enjoy the benefits of Prairie Farms Single Serve, available from your grocer and at area convenience stores. And Single Serve of orange juice and 2% chocolate or non-fat milk are great when you're on the run. It's National Dairy Month, and Single Serve options make it easier for you to taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
Shop.areadieselservice.com is the easiest way to find the parts you need for your diesel. Since 1973, Area Diesel Service Incorporated has been committed to providing quality parts and services for turbochargers, diesel fuel injection systems, and diesel engines. Located in Carlinville at 1300 North University, they are always just a phone call away at 854-2641 and always online at shop.areadieselservice.com.
And we're back here on your afternoon farm show, and let's move on into state and some other local ag news for your Thursday. Humid conditions are going to be impacting Illinois for the rest of the week.
I think it's going to stick around through the end of the week. We've got, again, as you mentioned, that more humid air moved north into the Midwest. We've got a fairly decent amount of moisture now over the region with the lower levels of the atmosphere more humid. And we've got a upper level system which kind of stalled near the southwestern Midwest. It's not a very strong system, but just enough energy to kick off scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially as the atmosphere heats up in the afternoon and early evening. And we saw that happen yesterday. Not everybody in Illinois had rain the past 24 hours, but there were some scattered thunderstorms. See a lot of rainfall amounts, a few tenths of an inch or less, but a few isolated amounts up around an inch. And I think that type of weather pattern will continue through the end of the week, where we see the coverage of showers and thunderstorms increasing during the afternoon hours, dying down at night. Temperatures a little bit above normal, but I don't think much higher than the 80s on most days here in Illinois with that higher humidity. That type of pattern probably continue through the end of the week. A little bit drier air coming in from the west and northwest lowers the humidity and dries things out for a few days coming up this weekend.
And that was Freeze Notice meteorologist Dan Hicks, who anticipates the temperature pattern to remain near to slightly above normal for the remainder of June. And another local ag news now here on your Wednesday morning. Local farmers and landowners who are seeking to enhance their knowledge on the in-season impacts of cover crop application should feel free to attend a discussion-based field event sponsored by the American Farmland Trust and Precision Conservation Management. This event will be held at two separate field locations in Macoupin County coming up later on this morning from 9 till 11 a.m. Location of Field 1 will be 14791 State Route 16, just west of Gillespie. That field is on the north side of Highway 16. Field number 2 will be at 2120 Prairie Town Road, just southeast of Bunker Hill. That field is on the west side of the road. There's no registration required for this field day, and you can stop by any time to any field between 9 and 11 a.m. Guest presenters are Nick Sider of the University of Illinois and Jason Bowler with M&M Service Company, and they'll walk you through the field to discuss economic implications of pest control, along with other best management practices that are geared up to help farmers transition into the use of cover crops. And if you need to find the addresses of this morning's field day, we have them posted on our website, WSMIRadio.com. Light breakfast items and beverages will be served later on this morning for those who attend. In other local ag news, the Montgomery County USDA Farm Service Agency will be using the following policies to complete their 2021 acreage reporting. All producers who've completed their planting and wish to complete their acreage reporting, whether virtually or in person, needs to contact the office in Hillsboro at 532-3361 extension 2 in advance, because they're only offering limited appointment times, same-day acreage reporting services should not be expected. After you contact the FSA office to request an appointment to complete your acreage report, they'll work with you on your preferred form of appointment. If you schedule an in-person appointment, they want you to bring your maps and plan to complete your entire acreage report from start to finish, including the signing of your FSA 578 form during your appointment. If you request a virtual appointment, they'll ask you to email or drop off your completed maps prior to your scheduled appointment, and at your appointment time and date, you should expect to receive your FSA 578 form for your review and signature through an email or through OneSpan for electronic signature. The Farm Service Agency is looking forward to helping producers of Montgomery County either in person or virtually over the next 6 weeks to complete your acreage reporting. Deadline to file your 2021 acreage reports is coming up in July on the 15th. And that'll wrap up Ag News here for a Thursday afternoon, but remember you can always send us your Ag News by email at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Thursday afternoon, June 10th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.